No, it's Just Plane Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly.
Tame it to the pilot, tame it to the tamer, tame it to the pilot.
Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Keith. We are your crew today for Just Plane Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. All right, so, you know, it is the kickoff of the holiday shopping season. We wait until the Saturday after Thanksgiving before we start abusing our passengers with, you know, Christmas music and that kind of thing. But that does officially start today. So you've been warned. Prepare accordingly. Earplugs might be necessary. I don't know. But I got a few doozies to share with the crew today. Are you ready, Keith?
I'm ready. Let's
all
do
right.
It.
So, and before we move forward with, you know, the latest aviation news and information, we have to remind you that, you know, I hope you are not fighting the crowds at the mall or spending too much time on the computer at Amazon and that kind of thing, because really all you have to do is go into your local flight school and buy a gift certificate for a Discover flight. And you will get the perfect gift for that special person on your list. Am I right, Keith? You
beck
me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, flight training professionals, you guys are chucking those out like candy this week. Am I right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. So it's the gift that keeps on giving and you know, might lend itself to a future aviator as well.
Now, we could use a lot of those.
We could. But you know, it's really
about... Did you see the Orlando Business Journal this week?
I did not. I don't read.
Well, there's a big picture there. I thought.
Oh, there's a big... Okay. All right. Okay. Now you got my attention.
There's a big picture on the front of the Orlando Business Journal.
Yeah.
Of a Southwest 737 with a headline, don't quote me on this, but who's going to fly these?
Who's going to fly? Like, because we have a pilot shortage.
Because of the pilot shortage.
Yeah. Well, you know, whether you're getting a Discover flight for someone who could get into the industry is one thing. You know, a young kid or whatever that and wants to make that the career. But I'm kind of looking at it like, hey, just go flying for the love of flying.
There you go.
It does still exist, despite my latest adventures in Las Vegas, which I'm going to get to in just a bit. But before we get into that, I got to bring Dennis on. He's with us to round out the crew here at Just Plane Radio today. How you doing, Dennis?
I'm doing great.
So Lake Minnetonka, that's where he's hanging out, Minnesota. And he's got some big news to share with us about his son and rubbing it into the fact that I don't have my private pilot's license. That's pretty big news, and I know you're chomping at the bit to abuse me accordingly. Am I right?
Absolutely, because yeah. I was biting my tongue there about your flying, and you want to give people gift certificates, but we can't even get you out to the airport.
Well, okay. Yeah,
there it comes.
Yeah.
Well, he had his chest cracked open, so he's got an excuse.
That's right. I got a good excuse. It doesn't keep me from complaining about flying commercially, and I want to get to that. But before we do, I got to tease this just a tad, because we do have some, top secret information we're going to share on the show about Captain Keith today. Am I right? He's looking at me like, you're not going to talk about this, are you? Can we talk about it, or will we? If I do, you're gonna kill me.
No, we can talk about it.
We're gonna talk. Okay,
we can talk about it.
He has big news to share with the world. This is huge, but we'll save that for segment number two. But it is big stuff that Captain Keith spent. You know, while I was in Vegas, he did something that was even cooler, which is hard to believe that Keith could do something cooler than me. But I think he's got me trumped on this one. So we will share that
is
little
the pun
tidbit.
Intended there?
It could be.
I saw what you did there.
little tease. But yeah, that's coming up here in just a bit on Just Plane Radio. But first, let's talk about me. I was in Vegas for a big dive convention, the largest one in the world. It's called the DEMA Show. And we covered it extensively last Saturday on Scuba Radio, our sister show that airs right here every Saturday, 3 to 5 Eastern Time. However, you know, I flew back and forth from Vegas, back and forth from Orlando, our home base of operations, and I will tell you, it once again reaffirmed my desire to become a private pilot because I flew first class even, and it still sucked balls. You hear what I'm saying, Keith?
Really, that bad, huh?
Well, it was just like, you know, they were on time, and it was, you know, the seats are big, but I mean, the service even in first class has gone to crap. You know what I'm saying? It's not like, you know, what happened to the day? You know, I got warm nuts. And then they fed me some food, too. Hello! Hey! I'll be here, well, for the next 40 minutes or so.
Don't forget to tip your flight attendant.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But
they,
yeah.
They do work on tips these days.
Do they? Are you kidding me? We're not supposed to tip the flight attendants, are we?
No,
maybe
not,
that's
not
why
they're getting close, but not yet.
Well, you know, I ordered a meal before I even got on the flight. We're out of those meals, sir. Sorry. I'm like, wait a minute. I like pre-ordered this thing like a month ago, you know, because I have like dietary restrictions, you know, that, you know, they cracked my chest open for this open heart surgery and stuff. And they, you know, they still couldn't serve me the, you know, four cheese ravioli. That really wasn't heart conscious. So they gave me the crappy heart healthy food instead. So it kind of worked again. I tried to get something bad for me because I was going to Vegas anyway. But they ran out of the meals that I ordered, Keith. I mean, so like I didn't get the right food. And I don't know. It just felt like a big letdown. I mean, I just had a bigger space for my arse. You hear what I'm saying?
Well, the airlines really don't care anymore today.
They don't care? Is that what it is?
No.
But shouldn't they?
I would think they would.
I mean, how is it?
If it was my airline, I certainly would.
Yeah. I mean, I don't get the whole, lax of service that we're getting on the domestic carriers compared to the international carriers, especially. Why can they afford to do this? And like, American, United, Delta, whatever, just don't have quite the level of service as an international carrier.
Well, you have to remember that most of the international carriers are funded by the governments.
So that's what it is. They're just getting extra juice, and then, they're using it to hire more flight attendants and that kind of thing to make service a little bit more pleasant for the traveler.
I mean, you look at like KLM, if you're flying international or Virgin, mm-hmm. you know, you're getting some top quality service there.
Yeah.
You know, you're getting bathrobes, you know, to put on. You
bathrobes?
They'll hang your suit up for you so you don't get your suit wrinkled by the time you get there.
Well, I'm not going to wear a suit. Are you kidding me? But you know, sometimes I have a tendency to take off my clothes or drawers, and I guess a robe would come in handy in those particular situations.
In those situations, yeah. It would. But, yeah, the food is much better. But there, a lot of those are funded by the governments over there, so no excuse. We could provide better service.
We could
here.
Kick it up a notch, couldn't we?
Yeah,
I would think.
I mean, if you look at the airline revenues right now, they're making more money now than they've made in a long, long time.
Yeah,
they could afford to spend a little bit more money on their passengers.
Just a tad. I just expected a little bit more for the double, cost. I was charged to fly first class.
Sure.
You know, and I don't do that very often. And of course, I did it on points. I didn't pay. I'm doing a show about becoming a private pilot. You think we're rich folks here?
Well, you haven't made your private pilot yet, so
well, exactly. There you go. So this was a rarity, but I expected to be treated like a king for once, and I was treated like court.
You're on the wrong show for that.
Yeah, court jester was best category I'd put it in. So, I don't know. It didn't seem like it was worth the upgrade cost, even though I used points to do so, and reaffirmed my desire to become a private pilot. I would have much rather, fly my own plane out there or grab someone like Keith, like, hey, let's go to Vegas. You would have came with me, wouldn't you?
Sure.
How much would you charge me about the same price it would have been for a first class ticket?
Probably.
Yeah. See? I know people. And I would have taken him. I could have put him up in Vegas, and we could have played, The Walking Dead and Britney Spears slot machines and cleaned up, which I did. I did. I actually
won. What'd you come away with?
Well, I was up like over $100, and then
keyword there being was.
Yeah, and then Catwoman and Batgirl, or what was it? Batgirl and Catwoman slots. Took it back, that dirty little. Anyway. So, yeah, not a big fan of Batman right now. But what are you going to do? That's just how,
hey, it's
how,
Vegas.
How
Come
it
on.
Rolls. Yes, exactly. Yeah, it was
I've
a good
never
trip.
Never seen a miss a power bill out there, so, you know, that's got to come from somewhere.
Well, exactly.
And they've got a lot of lights.
They got lots of lights. Yeah, you know.
A lot of air conditioning.
You're not going to lose your way if you're flying around Vegas, because you're plenty
of
runway
lights. One of
the casinos
has got a big spotlight right on the top of it. So.
Exactly. Just hone right in on the Luxor beam to the heavens. And, you know, if you land somewhere around in the desert nearby, you should be good to go. I would imagine that's a fairly, you know, cool place to fly.
It is.
Yourself, not on a domestic carrier. All right. I vented. We'll talk about Keith's little secret adventure next, right here on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
As pilots, it's all about the journey. But sometimes situations arise that can turn an adventure into a nightmare. Do what divers do. Join DAN, Divers Alert Network. The many benefits of a DAN membership go way beyond water activities. As a DAN member, you automatically receive DAN Travel Assist and up to $100,000 of evacuation assistance coverage. This applies to both diving and non-diving medical emergencies. Dive into DAN.org for details. DAN, your Dive Safety Association.
Takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
No child wants to play with a Charlie in the box, so I had to come here.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. Now I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
This is have Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain and Keith. And Dennis is helping us out today as well. It is the first official Saturday, our episode of Just Plain Radio. We will celebrate the holidays by abusing you with some holiday music. You can't escape it. And I will warn you right now, that's the best it gets right there. It's only going to go downhill. We're going down, folks. And I just want to make sure our passengers are properly prepared, okay? All right, so, I vented enough about my flight experience last week. Maybe it'll change. Maybe it'll get better. Maybe it'll get worse. We got a little Trump story to kind of delve into, you know, what the future holds from his perspective here coming up on the big show. But we got to talk about Keith for once. We're going to focus on Keith instead of me, because while I was in Vegas, he was doing something way, way cooler. And, he sent me a picture. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that either. But,
sure.
Are you? Okay.
Sure.
But this was one of the neatest things that I would think even for you, as being in the aviation industry for many, many years, this had to be kind of a highlight for you, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. Sure.
Yeah.
So yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Should I say, or would you like to take it from there, my friend?
No, go ahead. You can do it.
You want me to explain what Captain Keith got to do last week?
You can tell him what the picture was about.
Okay.
And what your thoughts were when you received this picture.
All right. Well,
and of course the caption.
Exactly. Like, you know people too. Yeah, I was out in Vegas, and I ran into Siegfried from Siegfried and Roy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know people. And we were hanging out with his tigers, and he was there dressed up like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Long story, but it's a God's honest truth. I ran into Siegfried from Siegfried and Roy. I got my picture taken. And then I get a text from Keith, and he goes, "Hey, look who I'm flying today." And it was George W. Bush. And so you were flying him around to some kind of event last week as his pilot. Is that right?
That is correct.
That is freaking cool, man. And, I mean, did you get like a t-shirt or you have him sign your, you know, chest or something like that or what?
I did get a nice little gift from him.
You did? Can you share?
A presidential seal.
Really? Wow. Like what? What, a picture or what was it?
It was a tie clasp.
It was a what?
A tie clasp.
You know, a tie clasp.
Yes.
Well, okay. And you wear those. I don't wear those. I would have been like, Mr. President, you got anything else? I mean, I don't wear ties. But you wear ties, so I guess that was appropriate. But it was a presidential tie clasp.
Yeah, it's got the presidential seal on there. It's got his name.
Yeah.
It's gold and plated and
sweet.
It's got his name on there. So, yeah.
Yeah. And obviously you got your picture taken with him because you texted at me and said, "Hey, look, I know people. You're not somebody. I'm somebody." And I'm like, "Yeah, you're somebody, at least for now." Because that is pretty cool. Yeah. And did you get to talk to him at all?
I did get to talk to him just, you know, briefly.
Right.
He showed up, and in typical George Bush fashion, he was early.
Was he?
Yeah.
But you appreciated
45 minutes early.
45 minutes early.
Yeah.
You're a very punctual person, if you prefer to be about 15 minutes late.
So he... we weren't necessarily ready to go because, you know, our clearance is only available 30 minutes prior to departure.
Right.
And he showed up 45 minutes prior to departure. So, but, you know, with all the Secret Service, all that kind of stuff that took place.
Yeah.
And his personal assistant was not there yet.
Okay.
And so he gets in the airplane and he sits down and puts his feet up on the seat in front of him. He's just kind of chewing on a cigar a little bit.
Yeah.
And the gentleman I was flying with said, "You know, Mr. President, if you'd like to light that up, go ahead." You know, he says, "The owner smokes in here once in a while, so if you please feel free." "Oh, no, 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 no."
Yeah.
He says, "I need just a little nicotine."
He just said, need a little taste it.
I won't light it up because she'll know. She'll know.
And Keith will know. You're the pilot in command. It's not the owner of the craft. You say, "Hey, now, whoa, whoa, whoa. I am the pilot of this flying vehicle. I'll say who can smoke or not."
So he did not. He just kind of chewed on a little bit.
Right. You would have let him smoke, though, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the former president.
Yeah.
You're going to let him do what he wants.
Yeah, exactly. You know? The leader of the free world. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess you got special privileges.
Yeah. So we, you know, introduced ourselves. He's like, "Hey, let's get some pictures."
Mm-hmm.
So it's his idea.
Really?
Yeah.
So he was all about it.
He's all about it.
So did you get a picture for me, or is that all I get?
That's all you get.
You didn't say, "Hey, Greg," you didn't do like a video, like, "Hey, Greg, I'm the former president. You might remember me and just want to give a big shout out. Go get your pilot's license, you big loser." You didn't even go
no,
there?
No, I really, to be honest with you, Greg, I was not thinking about you at
what?
All there. Other than to,
some
I need
friend
to send,
you are.
I need to send you a picture that I know people too.
Yes.
Because you're always trying to rub it into our faces, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I didn't send you the Siegfried picture.
No.
But I'm planning on it. Because now that you sent me that one, and I know you didn't get me anything else, now I can send that to you in Abuja. But I don't know.
So George, what else is new?
What's that? Abusing you? Yeah. Well, that's just what we do.
That's right.
That's how we show each other we care.
That's right.
But that is kind of cool. I mean, you obviously had to go through some special security clearance, and I don't know how you skated through that one, but that's impressive.
How about that, huh?
How about that? Yeah. I mean, even knowing people like me and associating with Just Plain Radio, they still allowed you to fly a former president. Somebody dropped the ball.
It wasn't me.
So do you get a special call sign for that? You know, when the sitting president is always Air Force One or Marine One, do you get a call sign for that so the air traffic control gives you better handling?
Yeah. Hey, we got Captain Keith here at the helm. Who dropped the football? What's going on here? Jeez. Yeah, I wonder.
Yeah, no, there was no special call sign. However, our end number was blocked, so you couldn't track it.
Couldn't track it, right. Yeah. And so. But they didn't have the wolf is in the den. The wolf is in the nothing like that.
Nothing
you didn't
like
hear
that.
You didn't.
No.
Well, you couldn't hear what the Secret Service
couldn't
people
hear what Secret Service were doing.
So you had Secret Service people all around the airport in the plane and everything.
Correct.
Dog sniffing things.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but it was a pretty relaxed type of scenario for you.
Once he got on board, yeah.
Yeah, but before with all the Secret Service guys, were they giving you grief? And
oh no, they were very friendly.
Yeah, they're just looking around, making sure,
you know, make sure that you are who you say you are,
right?
You know, so they're checking IDs and passports and
yeah.
You know,
who's this guy
stuff.
Says he's pilot? Oh, Keith. Yeah. Just watch him.
Yeah.
Keep an eye on him.
Right, so here's the big question:
yeah.
What'd you take him up in? I'm guessing it wasn't a 172 or the G1000.
I don't know. Are we allowed
to
say
the details?
We don't want to be raided here during the show. You know.
It was a private CRJ-200.
Oh, I guess we can say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give the end number out, but
no,
what?
It was a privately owned CRJ-200.
Okay. Well, you're a patriotic American.
Or
yeah?
The civilian version, a non-airline version, is a Challenger 850.
Mm-hmm.
That's the corporate version.
Where's your tie clasp that you got from George W. Bush?
At home.
Yeah, why aren't you wearing a tie here to the show? That's a little lack of respect, don't you think, sir?
I have it in a very safe place.
Away from us.
Yes.
eBay.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm going to fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere, and you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
This is Just Plane Radio. Gregor, co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Keith and Dennis, helping us round out the crew today as we navigate the latest aviation news and information. We now have the official presidential seal of approval here at Just Plane Radio. I think I can say that. I don't know if it's true, but I can say it. Can I, Keith?
You could say that I have the seal of approval.
Well, you know, because you do.
But by extension, we have you.
Exactly.
So
you know, you're the pilot in command because you have a pilot certificate and you are, you know, an in-flight instructor. And
Greg's the operator,
yeah.
So they're good.
And I know you, so that means that, like, because of that, I'm close personal friends with George W. Bush. I believe.
Well, there you go.
And so I think we can say we have the official presidential seal of approval.
On Just Plane Radio.
And me. We'll go with me, too. All right. So there you go. But it was a great experience. That is kind of cool.
Would
you figure that's the, you know, most prestigious dignitary you've ever flown as a, you know, hired gun pilot type of thing?
I would say yes. I've flown some other celebrities and stuff like that.
Well, but, yeah, me.
Yeah.
Me.
That, yeah.
You've flown me before over the Bahamas.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like I said, this is the most prestigious.
Yeah, okay. Just want to put it in perspective. All right. Good. Now, when it comes to flying, however, Dennis has some pretty cool news to share with us. We've been covering his son's progress to becoming a private pilot, and it has happened. We mentioned that a few weeks ago that, you know, Austin, all of what, 18 years old?
17.
17, which makes it even harder to accept that he beat me to becoming a private pilot. But not only that, he got some accolades last week, and we're going to share that on Just Plane Radio, and basically it'll just make it that much, you know, more meaningful to me.
Rub it in a little more.
Yeah, rub it in, like needle me. You know, stab me in the back kind of thing. Or in the butt to get me to motivate to become.
That would be a kick. That wouldn't be a needle.
Okay. We'll go with a kick.
The head.
That'd be, you know, anything without a laceration or blood. I'm for that, too.
You've had enough of those over this past year?
True.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God!
Santa here? I know him. I know him.
But I saw Santa in his bathing suit, trying to catch a wave, but he tried too soon. He laughed so hard that he could barely breathe and washed up next to me. He said, you look naughty, but I'm sure you're
is Just Plane Radio. Gregor, co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Keith and Dennis helping us out today as well. All right, so that's the last bit of Christmas music that is going to be more pleasing for the holidays. I promise you, the next one you're not going to like. So just warning our passengers so they can prepare, you know, to grab the sick bag if they feel it's necessary. I'm just, I'm always thinking of our peeps.
And right? Make sure all the children are out of the room.
Well, that, you know, actually, the kids are probably going to enjoy this more than the adults. Okay? I'll leave it at that for now. All right. So let's talk about Austin, who is Dennis's son. He got his private pilot certificate there a few weeks ago. 17 years old. Really irks the hell out of me because, you know, he got his private pilot license way before I did. And I think he started after I started. Is that right, Dennis?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Okay. Let's not focus on that. Let's just focus on the positive things he's achieved out of this experience, which he got some pretty cool press last week. Is that the deal or what?
Yeah, he got recognized by the EAA in their milestones, both in their newsletter and on the website. They featured a little write-up on his obviously earning the certificate, but also the history behind it, too. The fact that, you know, I've been flying for, you know, almost 30 years. His grandfather used to build airplanes. His sister's learning to fly as well based on, you know, my interest in flying. The kids are interested in it. My daughter is, you know, realized that, well, if he can fly, so can I. So now she's wanting to learn gliders. And mm-hmm. So it's kind of this whole family tradition. And they kind of captured that in a nice little paragraph, nice little write-up there on the website along with the picture.
Well, very nice. So. Now, I don't know. I have not seen the article yet, but I'm assuming there's some mention of me in there inspiring Austin to become a private pilot from the standpoint that he heard I was training and come hell or high water, he was going to beat me.
And, you know, I think they edited that section out just for space. But, yeah, I think despite the fact that he knew you, he still got his license. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, because once he did, he called up and left a couple voicemails and said, hey, Greg, nah, you know, and then hung up. You know, I know.
Actually,
that
we did
awesome.
Do that.
I know. I remember it vividly. It's burned into my memory as one of those things I can't seem to get out of my brain. So, anyway, I'm glad I was able to help. Or motivate in that regard.
You did, actually, because it became a race once he soloed, mm-hmm. And we're like, okay, now you're both soloed pilots.
Right.
Who's gonna cross the finish line first?
Mm-hmm. And it was too much pressure. And
at first, we thought you had it.
Yeah,
but
my heart,
I don't know.
My heart couldn't take it. And so,
no, this was before that.
Well, I know. That's what I'm saying. The pressure, I couldn't take it. And, you know, eventually I had to have open heart surgery because of it. So really, it's his fault that I had to go under the knife and do this and get delayed. So I hope he's happy.
I think he is, actually.
Actually, I think he is. He could care less about me, and that's fine. But I'm glad to have played a small role in his satisfaction of being able to beat me in his journey to become a private pilot. But it is cool. I kid, but it is, that's pretty amazing for a 17-year-old to get his private pilot's license already. And he is looking at possibly, you know, using that in some form of a career in aviation. Am I right?
Well, He's actually already got a start. He just started work this week at one of the FBOs at Flying Cloud Airport. So if you come up on nights and weekends, most likely your airplane will be fueled or parked by Austin.
How about that? That's cool. That's tomorrow's aviators, Keith. Do you think we have a, you know, does the future look brighter than maybe some of the reports we're seeing?
Well, the future looks very bright for the aviators as long as we can get enough of them.
Right. We just need more of Austins.
We need a lot more Austins.
So I should lay down the gauntlet and say, hey, look, I still don't have my private pilot's license, kids. You can still beat me.
There we go.
Please do.
If anybody wants an introductory flight to see what it's like, just look us up through Just Plane Radio. And if you're in Minneapolis, I'd be happy to take you up. Austin will take you for a ride, too. One way or another, we'll introduce people to flying.
Maybe we need to create some kind of like a pilot wall here at the Just Plane Radio studios. Pilots that have gotten their private pilot certificate before, Greg, your co-pilot. And just started making a wall and see how many people can beat me.
Well, let's just put your sticker on the
floor. I think we should do that on the Just Plane Radio site.
Well, should we do that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we should put that up there and have all the young people, you know, have a challenge out there. See how many people actually beat you.
Right. Okay. Wait. As much as I, you know, thought of this idea, now I'm starting to second guess that there's going to be some... there's going to be some negativity that's reflected back on me. I was like, wait a minute.
Look at it from the positive, Greg.
Okay.
It's a motivation. You don't want to be on the bottom of that list, so this should force you to start working on that written test, which you still have a couple months before you can start flying and get your medical clearance. So why not take advantage of this downtime now that DEMA's over? And you know, Christmas season, you'll be sitting around and relaxing by the fire, and now you can start working on your homework.
Well, we live in Florida, so we don't do the fire thing. So,
you got a fire pit out back, right?
Well, that's true. We could try to, you know, set the neighbor's backyard on fire for fun, and you know, during the holidays. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe I could use it as motivation. I said the key word "should" is coming to mind. There should.
You know, I could just start sending you sample questions, you know, once a day. I could just, you know, send you a text. Here's a question from the test.
It's like, I can't deal with that. I'm drinking eggnog right now. Leave me alone.
Well, the answer should be interesting then.
Yeah, true.
It'd be interesting without the eggnog.
Well, that's true. What are you trying to say? No, I'm paying attention. I'm picking up things here and there from people like Austin. You know, but we'll see. It's a possibility. We'll create some kind of challenge, make it official. And just if you're listening and you're thinking you want to get your private pilot certificate and you want to beat me, just start now. There's a good 75-80% chance you're going to get it before I do.
Just write Keith at justplaneradio.com. I'll get you up on the wall.
Right.
And we'll get the wall started.
Okay. And that wall would be in the restroom here at the Just Plane Radio Studios. For a good time, call Keith.
Greg.
Okay.
Not Greg. Don't call Greg.
Yeah, don't call me.
He's really boring. He can't even finish his private pilot certificate. I'll get you through.
Well, that's true. Flight training professionals could hook you up for sure. All right. Let's move on to stuff maybe more positive. Actually, I'm not sure if it is. But, you know, we just had this big election that went through. And, you know, now, you know, we're starting to see the transition team come into play. There's been some reports down through the aviation channels. And I did see an article today that said that President-elect Trump is a fan of privatization of ATC. Did you see that, Keith?
I did.
So what do you think? Will this be a good thing or a bad thing? Because, you know, we've talked about this before. And I don't know. I got more of a vibe that this was not a positive for a lot of the folks. They felt that if you did that could be bad. But I don't know. I don't know how to come down on this story. And he hasn't made a decision one way or another. But there is one of the congressmen that has talked to him and said that he is open to the idea of looking at that possibility. And maybe they'll make some, you know, at least start exploring the option a little bit more actively than they have in the past.
Well, my own personal opinion is less government is better.
Yeah.
private companies can do things better than the government can.
But I think, you know, and I think there's a lot of people listening that would agree with you. However, there's the issue of these user fees. And if you put that element into it, does that open up a user fee argument to become more of a reality, which nobody wants?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? You think they can do go private and say, okay, we're going to do this, but we're not going to set up some user fee structure?
Yeah.
If they could structure it like they did with Lockheed Martin Flight Service taking over for the FAA, providing briefings and all of the other flight service functions where it's a fixed price contract and here's the measurements that you need to do, but it's funded by the FAA as opposed to having them have to collect a fee for every weather briefing, things like that, then there definitely can be incentives for that agency to be cost efficient.
Have you become a member of Trump's transition team there, Dennis? Sounds like it.
I'm waiting on the call and available.
What do you mean? He's working here. He doesn't have time for that stuff.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Awareness and common sense go a long way on a boat. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you how to avoid violating basic boating etiquette next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Dive boat etiquette is about safety and respecting the crew and your fellow divers. First, ask for permission to board before just jumping on deck and setting up your gear. Once you do, keep it clear of walkways and stowed out of the way. And pay close attention to the briefing. You may have heard it before, but that doesn't mean everyone else on the boat has. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
For takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Oh my, it smells like Grandma's house at Christmas. That's when we found her dead on the toilet.
Merry Christmas, baby. You sure you treat me nice.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along, Captain Keith. And Dennis helping us out today as well. All right, so we wouldn't be able to navigate the latest aviation news and information for the holidays if we didn't at least touch upon some news about drones, because I just like talking about them. There's a lot of drone news that we have not been able to cover lately. I don't know, I got distracted from my drone news. So we got a few to share right now. In Ohio, the airport is Springfield Beckley Municipal Airport. I think it's the airport for the Simpsons in Ohio, has just approved as a test area for unmanned aerial vehicles out of the range of sight. So they're going to be doing some testing of drones where they will be able to operate them outside of the line of sight, which surely that'll be a great thing. And only appropriate to do it in Springfield first.
Yes.
Yeah, put Homer on one of those controllers and it could be interesting. But actually, the FAA is looking at it, and they're setting up this airport to allow that, and they're going to do some tests and see how it works out for the folks in the area, I guess. And maybe it'll be a model for the future. We will see. We will see indeed. Now, also, Dennis, you say you saw some people, the report of people using drones during the Halloween period of
sort
time.
Sort of was me.
Oh, you did that? Really?
Absolutely.
And that's what I was going to say. I didn't see the news article, but you actually took a drone and did what?
Oh, we had a little Grim Reaper doll that we hung from the bottom of our little DJI Phantom, and we're flying around the front yard during Halloween. And so
I do not
eerie.
Think that is FAA approved operation of a unmanned.
In my front yard, over my, you know, not wasn't over non-participating.
You do not
people.
Control the airspace over your house, my friend. Am I right, Keith?
Well,
I'm not sure. Am I right?
Well, it depends on where he lives.
It was outside the Class Delta for Flying Cloud Airport, and it was under 400 feet, so in line of sight. So I with my small unmanned aerial systems license, I was within
that's
my
right.
rights to do that.
Yeah, well, that's right. You have the license, so I guess you're okay. But without the license, you can't do that, or you're not supposed to. Am I right? Don't you have to have the license? You have to have
for
the license.
For hobby purposes, you don't need a license. If you're going to do it commercially, that's where you need to have the license. So if you were to ask me to go fly over your property and, you know, shoot video for real estate or something like that, that's when you would need a license.
Well, but just to even operate it for fun, don't you you have to have your...
Got to have it registered.
You have to have it registered, correct. Yeah.
But you don't need to have a license for that.
But you don't need to have a license, but fly a ghoul over your house to spook the local kids during Halloween, you're supposed to at least have your drone registered.
So are you anti-Halloween? Is that why you wanted to scare the kids away so they didn't come get your candy or what?
Well, no,
we thought it'd be kind of fun to make ours the cool house. We're on a corner, and people kind of forget about our house being part of the neighborhood, you know, because you have to actually go up the side street to get to our front door. So we thought by making it a little more interactive, it might make kids want to come over and grab some candy. And so we had a video projector in the garage putting phantoms up on the wall, and we had the ghoul flying over the front yard. And, the quadcopter's got a really weird sound to them when the propellers are going, and it just added a little measure of eeriness to this thing flying
made
across.
Made it spookier. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, that does sound impressive, and I think I might have to do this next year. I've been looking for a way to kick my display up a notch, you know, and I haven't been doing much. But I like this idea. I'd change it slightly, as I would fly my quadcopter around my neighbors' houses and scare the local school children back to mine. You see what I'm saying? So they think it was someone else doing it, so I wouldn't take the blame when I accidentally, you know, ran that thing into some, you know, 2-year-old.
Except that the registration's on there and it's in your name. Well, maybe it's in Keith's name because
he probably
used his credit card to buy it.
Well, what hit you? It was a flying ghoul. It was a ghoul. It was. They won't know it's a. These kids don't know what a drone is. So I don't know. I do like the idea. That is very creative. And
but,
surely it's an accident waiting to happen.
And don't call me Shirley.
Okay.
But using drones for decoration and for events and stuff like that is not a unique idea. I think, Keith, you were mentioning that Disney now is using it as part of their park as well.
They're doing their light show now. They've got a drone light show for Disney.
So that has already went live?
That's gone live.
Well, I knew they had asked for the TFR over Disney for that purpose, or they have the FAA allow them to do this. But I didn't know they had already started the show.
I think they started... Monday or Tuesday before Thanksgiving,
started it. So this is like a Christmas, new Christmas debut kind of thing.
Yes.
Is it at which park, does it say? Which park are they doing it at all of them?
I think they did. I don't know if they did it at all of them.
Yeah.
I think they did it at the...
I think they're doing it over the water, right? The lagoon.
Yeah.
So it's probably Magic Kingdom or something.
Right.
But what are they calling this thing? Is this like part of like a theme of planes or something?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't look and see what they're calling it.
Or is this some kind of
high-tech? I just knew it was a drone thing.
Yeah, they're doing some kind of lit up drone, you know, type of electrical light parade in the sky.
Well, yeah, I mean, they've had a light show for a long time, and you know, they've been doing lasers. Have you seen that? Right?
No, I haven't been there in years. But are you talking
about if you were flying,
you would see the lasers?
Oh, yeah. At nighttime, you see the lasers.
Well, okay. Oh, well, you're talking about Epcot with the big spaceship thing?
Yeah.
And they do the laser?
And they've done it at,
yeah.
At
maybe
Magic
it's
Kingdom
Epcot.
As well.
Well, maybe they're doing the drones at Epcot in the big lagoon thing there. I don't know. We're going to have to check into that. Being that we are just plain radio and we have a vested interest in drones, that should get us into the park.
Well, you know, I'm actually going to go to Disney World for the first time in about 20-some years, 22
really?
Years or something like that.
You're going to go just to see the drones?
I am going to go because I'm going to take my grandchildren there.
To see the drones.
I don't know if
admit
they'll stay
it,
there
you
that
are long. A fan of the drones, too, just like me.
If you're, I liked them, I would
you're
have
you're a kid
one.
At heart, Keith. I know it.
Well, that is a true story. I am a kid at heart.
A kid that got to fly around the president last week. That's pretty cool. And on this Thanksgiving weekend, we'll leave it at that. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to lead my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plane Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlaneRadio.com.